This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
Want to remind you that Friday is Free Cat Friday at the Fayetteville Animal Shelter. All cats, all kittens, free to adopt. Kittens will come spayed or neutered, up to date on shots and microchipped. Applications can be filled out ahead of time to be pre-approved, so cats can be taken home on Friday. All cats will be available first-come, first-served basis on Friday. Doors open at 10. Numbers will be handed out for those that show up before the doors are open. People could line up beforehand?
I guess so. Free cats.
Okay. All adopted cats must leave the shelter in a carrier. The shelter will have cardboard carriers available for $5. For an adoption application or more information, you can go online to accessfayetteville.org.
Yesterday, organizers of the Midtown Music Showcase announced the lineup for the August 17th event to be held at the Evelyn Hills Shopping Center in Fayetteville.
And I have a question about one of these bands because I kind of like their name.
Okay. Dam Arkansan.
Who've been on on Ozarks before.
Flight Machine.
Oh, okay.
Flip Off Pirates.
They've been on Ozarks.
James Ray Dickard.
Mm-hmm.
And National Park Radio.
Okay, I want to know more about them.
Yeah.
That's my goal for today.
I read that they're local, but...
Yeah, it's very close to, you know...
Yeah.
You could call them... I wonder if fans call them NPR, National Park Radio. I don't know.
Okay. Well, this is the second year for this event, though the name has changed from last year. Last year, it was called the Evelyn Chills Festival. I guess they're trying to do more of a focus on music this year. Mm-hmm. But they will also have food, kid-friendly activities, games, and more. Proceeds will benefit the Fayetteville Public Schools Outback. It's a food pantry and clothing closet for students.
There will be a new literary festival in Fayetteville. It's sponsored by the Fayetteville Public Library in September, called True Lit. It will offer writing workshops, classes on storytelling, several author talks, and more. The event is intended for all ages. You can find out more information, just announced yesterday, at truelitfest.com.
The University of Arkansas Hog Call, Woo Pig Suey, is a finalist in the SiriusXM College Sports Tradition Tournament this week. The famed signature cheer is competing against the Army-Navy game as the best college football tradition on the SiriusXM College Sports Nation Facebook page. Fans can go to the SiriusXM Facebook page or access the page via ArkansasRazorbacks.com to vote for the Hog Call until 4:30 p.m. on Friday. Arkansas advanced to the finals after defeating other popular college football traditions in earlier rounds of the online contest, including the famed Hedges at the University of Georgia, the 12th Man at Texas A&M University, and Howard's Rock at Clemson University.
And Saturday Dogs and Their People will take to the streets of downtown Siloam Springs. It's the fifth annual Dog Day of Summer Downtown Festival in Twin Springs Park, hosted by Main Street Siloam Springs. It will feature a canine good citizen therapy dog training demonstration, along with dog contests for various categories such as cutest dog and pet and owner lookalike. Registration will begin at 8:30 Saturday morning.